Well, the waiting game is continuing on for everybody to see when this thing gets going. Do you get a sense of any eagerness yet for your guys, or are they still handling the waiting game okay?
Oh, I mean, the eagerness is there. They're focused in the meetings, focused in practice. We're working hard at getting our work done in as short a possibly amount of time as we can to keep that sharpness. But everybody's had their fill of rest, and they'll be ready to go.
Both of the deeper teams at center, how are you viewing the matchup? Not who you're going to play against, but just the matchup down the middle.
Real good face-off team, strong center icemen at both ends of the ice. There's not a weak link on either team at that center position in terms of being able to exploit somebody who doesn't like playing in their own end of the ice. They're all very, very competent.
How big a factor was bringing Paul Stastny to add to that depth down
the middle? It gives us options that we didn't have before. Certainly coverage on injuries, but all of those guys down the middle, for the most part, can play the wing as well. My Mark Scheifele's the guy that's played center his whole career, and certainly Paul spent a lot of time there, but any one of those guys that we have in the middle can go to the wing if we have to.
How big is that versatility?
It's good because it helps you cover holes, right? And so when Nicky Ehlers is out of the lineup, you can put a skilled player there that happens to play center. It makes running the bench smoother in terms of faceoffs in your own end. You always have usually lefty-righty out there, so it's been a real benefit to us, aside from the fact that Paul's a real strong player at both ends of the ice and does a great job reading those young wingers that he has.
Can you tell us about Toby's health?
Yeah, well, he looks good, man.
Paul, what does the top four do well to shut down high-powered offenses such as your own?
Theirs?
Yeah. Theirs.
What are they? Well, they all skate and move the puck real well, and that is a key piece. They don't get lost in their own end, but the skating, more than anything, they close the gap, take the ice away from you. And then when they get it, they're efficient. They're not rimming the puck and blasting it off the glass. They move it very efficiently. So time and space is all, you know, really what defending's about. If you've got a group that skates well, you have an advantage of being able to take that away from people.
You see similarities between
both teams? Both teams have defensemen that aren't just there to defend. They like to get up the ice. They like to get down the walls. They've all got shots. They view themselves as offensive players, not shutdown players, but none of them are built only for that offense. They're all capable of, they can run either of those top two pairs as a shutdown pair and be comfortable doing it.
Well, I believe Toby Enstrom didn't play any of the five games, regular season games, against Nashville. How well suited is his style to the kind of style you expect these games to be, and I guess how big of a weapon could he be if he is available?
One of Toby's great strengths is his ability to touch the puck first in heavy traffic and move it well. So he gets to it early, and he can make that inside play, that short pass under pressure, which is their forecheck game. So we've missed him in those games. We think he's going to be a real good player for us.
And I guess it's a good problem to have, right? But if Toby does come back, you got to take a player out of the lineup who's done some good things for you in round one.
Assuming that we get to that game healthy, right? So we'll deal with that on the day without trying to be cute here and give you only the standard line of coaches' decisions on game days, a couple of days of practice. But I would agree with that statement. The player that will end up coming out, we won't be able to look at their hockey game and say you are deficient in these areas and that's why you're coming out. I don't have any concerns. He's been hanging around with Nicky too much. Caught the malaise. Yeah. It's a light malaise, though. It's not a... It's a low fat.
When things get chippy, you want your players to, you know, take the high road or get down there with Nashville and give it back? Or does it depend which player?
No, the puck's going to get to the net on both teams, and that's what they're good at, right? They are and we are. There's enough traffic and loose pucks because of it. There's just going to be bodies to the front of both teams' nests. They're both going to protect their goalie. It's not a big deal in the game. Players are so used to it. They push and shove and call each other names, and then they go back to the bench, and we drop the puck.
Well, Connor was obviously able to return to practice, but when you saw him go down originally, how concerned were you?
Just in your mind? I didn't look at him. I look at Wade's face. Wade had a half smile on his face, so I thought we were good. if he had been tearing up, then I might have been more concerned.
When do you expect to find out when this starts?
You know what? I don't have an answer for you. I know they have plans. I mean, that's a lousy answer. I don't have one. It's the best answer. I got a pretty good idea we're starting Thursday or Friday. We've got our schedule based on that. I'd like to think tonight we'll have a good handle on it.
Show up at the rink, wait for the build of the doors?
No, I think we'll know before we show up. We'll need to pack at some point.
As of right now, you plan to be on the ice tomorrow? Or you said that
Yeah, it's either going to be shorter or longer. Right, we have a plan, two practice plans for tomorrow.
So looks like he's progressing as well.
Yes. Yes, he does. Kent?
Further to Mike's question about your defenseman, it may come down to a Morrow versus Sherrod kind of decision for you. Do you use style of opposition for that, or can that change game to game? Or?
The answer would be yes to both, right? Matchup you expect, style of game that you expect, and both those guys are viable and important players for us, different styles of game, but it can change game to game.
And that different style, expand on that. I mean,
Benny's a physical finisher, grinder. Joel moves the puck quick. He's a real good skater. So sometimes it's the balance of the rest of the group.
Will the plan be for Toby to go back with Dustin when he's available, or will that be dependent on...
Will the plan be... Letters B, not Plan B, is what you're saying, right? I'm just trying to get my letters right. We feel that Dustin plays his best hockey with Toby. Plays very well, but there's a real comfort level there.
Nashville's a team that's really active in terms of extracurriculars. How do you find the start of the line between standing up and one to turn the other cheek?
They'll figure it out. Players always figure that out.
Well, I guess often guided by the officiating too, I guess, or I see what how they're calling it.
Yeah, that's a great predictor of what the next one will be.
Right, game to game.
Right, just go out and play. We won't spend a whole lot of time worrying about it.
Any different mindset to starting a series on the road versus at home? I think road teams are pretty much 500 in the playoffs so far this year.
I think it's what's important for us is that with the number of first-timers that we got the road game in, right? So the first road game in Minnesota, very loud building. By the time you walk out the bench the next night, it's just a hockey game. So it'll be a really, really loud building, game one for sure. But we've kind of felt that. Minnesota is a loud building, especially the music. So I think we're comfortable there.
When you're the home team, I guess, there's some pressure there, right, to hold serve right off the hop. So can that lessen the pressure for a visiting team?
It's a completely different kind of pressure in the playoffs, and I think that burns off real fast. So if in the regular season, if it's a home game and you think by the standings you're supposed to win, sometimes you can feel it almost through the game. You know, it's the vapor gets burned off real quick, and then it's just on.
Well, Nashville's not selling tickets outside of a certain region to try and keep that home ice advantage. Is that a smart move on their part?
I don't know if they can. I mean, you want your home fans. It's a home building. You'd like to have the people that have supported you all year get first crack at it. I mean, everywhere we go, there's a True North chant in every building that we get to, so we may have some spies that we can sneak in there.
Paul, Nashville has at least a few different ways up the ice. How important are those reads from your defensemen as they're breaking out?
Give it to me one more time.
Nashville has at least a few different breakouts and ways up the ice.
How they're moving the puck,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And how important are those reads on your defenseman's part?
Really important, but equally as important is the pressure on that puck so it's not clean. Right? So they do stretch. They will run the flipper an awful lot. They'll bring it back and counter back, double swing away from you. All those things that you see over the course of the year, they'll run two or three of them on you. If it's a flat, straight pass, then you're going to have a problem to deal with. If it's up in the air and rolling, then hope we're a little better at baseball than there.